Hello.
Hey. Welcome, everyone, to North American Psychotherapy. It's me, Henry Epp. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy day. But here we go. I'm going to play this theme song for you. La, la, la. You've heard it before. Whatever. Here it goes. No, wrong one. Wrong one. Oh, man, what a... All right. All right, there we go. How are you guys doing? I'm feeling good. I am feeling good. Sorry for that weird start. It is not a produced show tonight. It is a fun times, crazy radio hour with me, Henry Epp. What I want to do today is play some guilty pleasure music. I want to play music that I secretly love. I don't know, but it's not that secret. Okay, like it's... All right. I'm going to play pop music tonight. I'm going to play a lot of pop music. Not necessarily that popular, all of it, but it's all pop. And, you know, people like to speak down. That's not even a phrase. people like to, you know, shit on pop music, for lack of a better term. Because it's pop music, you know, you hear it all the time, it's catchy, it's, you know, usually kind of stupid, but it's, you know, it's catchy for a reason, and there's a reason songs get stuck in your head, and I think one of the reasons that songs get stuck in your head is that on some level, you like them, you really are obsessed with them, you know, you're crazy about it, so, you know, that's why we're, you know, obsessed with songs. That's why we have them stuck in our heads. What am I even saying? I had so many things I was going to say, and now I'm in front of the microphone, and none of them are here. But they'll come. They'll come. They'll come along. It's been a crazy day. All right. Okay. I want to say this. I've just been jumping between computer screens today. I've spent more time looking at a computer screen than I have spent interacting with actual people. And I've interacted with a lot of people like through a computer screen, not like Skype kind of thing, but like, you know, two people sitting at a computer being like, oh, well, yeah, check this out. Or like, I was at work today, so we were like writing stuff, but it was a good day. I was on the real radio today. I was on New England Public Radio. My voice, my actual voice, I've been interning there for a while, so a lot of my words have been on there, but this was the first time that my voice was on. So that was cool. You can check out the piece that I voiced, and wrote most of, at NEPR.net, and it's right there on the front page. And you'll hear me talking about, electricity rates in Western Massachusetts this coming winter. You know, it's really not that interesting. It's not an interesting story. I'm going to be quite honest with you here. I mean, it's interesting in a certain way. I did learn something today about how electrical bills work, and that's a very adult thing. And it wasn't like that fascinating, but it was like, oh, okay, huh? That's vaguely interesting. So check it out. It's right on the front page, NEPR.net, and you can check that out. I'm gonna start playing some music. I'm sorry. I'm just talking. I'm not sorry. Screw that. I am not sorry at all. I am completely unapologetic, because that is what this show is about today. No apologies. Guilty pleasure music. I'm going to start off with a song that I actually think is good. It's a good song, but I don't know, whatever. It's good. It'll make you feel good. Listen to the lyrics. It'll make you feel good. Here we go.
Hey, yo, whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. And whatever comes up, comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up, comes out.
Beats, Mr. Bassman, let's play it on.
I like that.
real shit right here. I'm beautiful.
Hey yo, depending on the day and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man, I know I'm pink and pale, and I'm hairy as hell everywhere but fingernails. I shave a cranium that ain't quite shaped right, face type shiny, I stay up and write late nights. My wardrobe is jeans and faded shirts, a mixture of what I like and what I wear to work. I'm not mean and got a neck full of razor bumps. I'm not the classic profile of what the ladies want. You might think I'm depressed as can be, but when I look in the mirror, I see sexy ass me. And if that's something you can't respect, then that's peace. My life's better without you, actually. To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me. If you would please turn in your Bible to Beauty Tips according to Forrest Whitaker, in the third chapter of the third line. Brother Ali, would you please read to the choir for me, son?
I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend and I.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend and I.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend and I.
You ain't gotta love me.
And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway.
You ain't gotta love me.
Thank you.
right. That was Mayor Hawthorne with The Ills. He's pretty good, I think. You know, I feel a little guilty for liking him. He's a little cheesy, I think. And also, in addition to being kind of good. Good is a, you know, that's such a subjective term. Good, what, good to one person is not good to someone else, you know? Maybe you're listening to the show and you're like, Henry is just playing awful music already. Like, what is this ridiculous, like, hip-hop, like fake white kid singing soul music, which is what Mayor Hawthorne is, doing? Like, what is this crap? And I say, you know, I think it's good right now. I think it's what I want to listen to. I'm sorry I'm really, like, aggressive about this. Like, this guilty pleasure thing. It shouldn't be so aggressive. I don't feel aggressive right now. I feel pretty good. Good things are going on. I've been a little up and down, to be honest, if you want to hear. This is a show called North American Psychotherapy, so why don't I just, you know, do my therapy session right now and just, you know, talk to you all like I'm, like you're my therapists that can't really talk back right away. Or you can go on Facebook and you can like this show and you can respond to my therapy, needs. Okay. But back to my therapy. That's what's important today. Indulgence. That's what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what sorry. Oh my gosh. Thanksgiving break was really good. It was great. And then I got back here and everyone's going crazy about finals. I don't have finals to do. I have a Div 3 to work on. And I've been working on it, but then I'm like, maybe it's not any good. Maybe, I don't know, like, what, And then I was like, now I'm sad. And then I was like, no, but now I'm not sad anymore. And then, I'm sad again. Oh, no, I'm not. So that's how it's been. Hopefully you've been good. I feel really good now. Just to put that out there, you know, everything is really awesome. Other than the darkness, I'm getting tired of the darkness already. I don't know about you, but it's dark here, like at 4 in the afternoon, and that's early to get dark at. Oh my gosh. Hopefully you're still sticking in here with me. I have some things I want to plug, but yes, I'll plug them right now. I will plug that thing that I need to plug. The Broth Story Slam. Do you like stories? Do you listen to the show? Have you heard the stories that have been on this show? Then you will love The Broth Story Slam, happening tomorrow night at 8:00 in Northampton, Massachusetts, at none other place than the Haymarket. You all know where the Haymarket is. It's in the basement of the Haymarket. Come hear some great storytellers from the Hampshire and other local communities tell stories of their lives. The theme of the night is going home. It's also partially an open mic. We have some pre-selected people, but there will be room. If you want to tell a story, you can throw your name in the hat. And if you have a great story about going home, this is kind of, you know, in preparation, for the coming subsequent holidays, that we will assumably be going home for, if that's the kind of thing that you do. And some people that you've heard on this show will be there at the Story Slam. And if you can't make it, some of the stories that will be told at the Story Slam may be on this show in the future. So it's a win-win all around. But I highly suggest that you come to the Broth Story Slam tomorrow night, Thursday, 8:00 at the Haymarket in Northampton. The MCs will be none other than myself and the wonderful Benjamin Yellen, a funny guy that you should all probably like because he's cool. Okay. Yeah, so check that out, please. Do it. It'll be great. That's the plug I have. That was the only one. Oh, yes. No, I have another one. You should check out the website for this show, napshow.wordpress.com. And there you can hear the episode that I did way back in October about home. I've put that up for your listening and downloading pleasure. You can listen to it on your own time. You don't have to listen in right if you missed it, that was what I'm saying, or if you want to listen to it again, you can have it. It's yours. It's free. I give it to you, people. Enjoy it, or not, or whatever. Okay. all right, I'm going to play some more music, some more Guilty Pleasures. This is something that has really been in my head, and it's just like, okay, this song that I'm about to play, it's pop. This is pure pop music, but it is also absolutely pure brilliance. And I'm a little biased, but it's brilliant. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that was like the ultimate guilty pleasure song. I just want to throw that out there. That was like the song that I was kind of saving for later on the show, I guess. I don't know why. That was like, I came across that song the other day, and I will admit, I loved, okay, that was the Bare Naked Ladies. I loved the Bare Naked Ladies when I was in like sixth grade. They were like the first band that I was into. And so that's like the ultimate guilty pleasure song, because I know every single word to that song. I was not singing along just now, but I could have if I wanted to, because I know all the words. And it's a great song. You know, it's just like the catchiest, like simplest, like 90s, pure just 90s pop. That guitar solo, oh my gosh, just what is that? Anyways, I want to hear from you guys, if you're listening, what's your guilty pleasure song? What is the song that you're like, oh man, I know every single word to this, it's awesome, I love it, but I'm not going to tell you, like, I don't, you know, play it in front of, like, other people unless I'm, you know, really, like, close to those people or something. Tell me, let me know, let me just know what your guilty pleasure is. Let me know what your guilty pleasure song is. I had that. I don't know if he's listening, but I had that song in mind as a guilty pleasure song for a certain Gabe Brown, because I know he probably likes that song. I'm just guessing because I've like heard him sing it in that voice before. And I don't know, whatever. How you guys doing? Are you doing good? Are you hanging in there? Are your finals good? Are they bad? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you living? I'm guessing you're living. I mean, I don't know how you'd be listening if you weren't living. But are you living, man? Like, are you really living? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I got one. I just got a request, and that's like, of course, that's obvious. That's so obvious. I'm gonna play that later. Hold your horses. I got a few others to go before that. You'll hear it. This is another one. This came out last year, and it was really overplayed, but maybe you haven't heard it in a while, and so you can now enjoy the guilty pleasureness of it once again. More pop music, as per usual.
Boyfriend, see you turn around, child of the girl I love, and I like to fuck you. I kiss the church in my pocket, wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too, said if I was treasure, I'd still be treasure. No, I'm back some shit, and that's some shit, all of that's praise in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you.
That was Doo Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill. Of course. And before that was Fuck You by CeeLo Green, made very popular in the year 2010, and carried over into 2011 until it was just not even fun anymore. And then no one heard it for a while, and then I just played it on this show, and maybe you enjoyed it. So yeah, that happened. I've got some requests from, I believe, the number one and maybe only that's not true. A few other people request stuff. But definitely the number one requester of all time of this show has requested two different songs, and I will play at least one of them. I may play both of them. We'll see how I feel. We'll see if he can persuade his way into hearing both of his guilty pleasure songs. yeah. So what else is going on, guys? Anything? Nothing? Let me know. Shout me out on Facebook. North American Psychotherapy. You can like it. You can like this show on Facebook. Crazy, right? Is it just, man. So over Thanksgiving, like half of the conversations I had were with like my parents or my parents' friends about Facebook. And it's like it's like just now everywhere. Like everyone has a Facebook. There's no one now, I think, without a Facebook. And the people that are just coming to it are just like, what is this thing? And I was trying to explain because I've had a Facebook for like 5 years. So there's like a history here on my Facebook. And there's like all this stuff buried in there somewhere of this person that I once was. And it's there, you know, like it's being held by Mark Zuckerberg or whatever. And that weirds me out. It's very bizarre. But, you know, all these people are like, what is the deal with, like, you know, like all these guys that I, like, you know, hooked up with in college? Like, when are they going to friend me? And then that'll be weird and like blah, blah, blah. So it's okay. I should explain. I was talking to people. Well, I already did explain. Okay, whatever. Talking to people that, you know, are significantly older than I am, you know, not like old, whatever. I don't want to offend anyone. But people that are, you know, have more history in their lives pre-Facebook than I do. So, you know, it's kind of just become the norm that I just see all these, you know, people that I knew in high school and elementary school and middle school, all these people just kind of pop up on this thing that I interact with every day. And I just, you know, like there's people that I'm looking at right now because I have Facebook open on my computer. I haven't spoken to these people in years, but here they are. And I'm looking at an article that they are recommending to their friend that for a person, there's just a name on here. I don't know who this person is that, I think I'm done with Facebook. I think I really want to be done, but I don't know how to, quit it. You know, I can never quit you. What is that line from that movie? I don't remember because my brain has been just destroyed by hours of Facebook looking that I can't even quote a movie that I don't think I've ever actually seen. What's going on? Anyways, wow, a bunch of people just commented and, look, I can distract myself from my Facebook rant by going on Facebook. How trite or something. I don't know grammar. Ugh. I'm sorry. I hope you're still listening. That was weird. I'm gonna play more guilty pleasure music. This is okay. If you should be listening to this song, if nothing else, because this is like the most guilty thing of all time. And sing along, please, from wherever you are. Sing along. Because if you're anything like me, you know every single word to this song. Here we go.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. It makes sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey.
up, now wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. We'll be right back.
Hello. Sorry. Sorry for the dead air. Something happened. I tried to play a record and didn't work. Okay. I'm going to play another song. Here we go. This is a little set. This is a little two-song set of things that go together. Here we go.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no weight on my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest, dirty shirt.
Just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday.
That was a couple of Sunday mornings. Yes. Okay.
Hello.
Jessica's in the yurt. Yurt party. Woo.
I'm tired.
Okay, so I was just thinking, Jessica's, I think, going to take a nap over here in the corner of the yurt. But how appropriate, because this is nap. This is the nap show. North American Psychotherapy. The nap show. Nap time. Nap time here in the yurt. Hope you're not napping there at home. Woo woo! Listening to the radio. Don't fall asleep, because we got some good stuff coming up. I don't have much time left, but I do have time for this song. And maybe another one if the people don't show up that are supposed to come here after me. Maybe not. This might be it. This is finally okay. Wow, I am just so, whatever. Breathe. Breathe, everybody. All right, take a deep breath in and out. Okay, now we're doing this. You guys feel good? Okay. This is a song that has been a guilty pleasure of mine for many years. I'm going to play it for you because the theme of this show has been guilty pleasures. We have heard such great guilty pleasure songs as All Star by Smash Mouth. We've heard some Prince. We've heard some Bare Naked Ladies. We've heard some Brother Ali. We've heard Lauryn Hill. We've heard Green Day. We've heard all kinds of things. And it's just been a really lovely time here tonight with all of you. So what better way to wrap up the guilty pleasure show than with a word from the guiltiest of all. That's not really what I meant, but you get the point. Mr. Andre 3000.
Have
hold grudges in the courtroom. I wanna see your support, bro, and I support you.
I'm still here. We're still alive. It's all going on. It's all happening. That was Roses by Outkast, of course. That's a guilty pleasure. It's a great song. I have one more song in mind that I had stuck in my head. Where is it? What was that? Oh, no. A different one. Okay, I'm having dual conversations here with your individual, Jessica, and the radio individuals, you all. Okay, and now everything's falling apart, or falling off shelves. Okay, here's the one song that was in my head. Oh, nope, here we go. Show's over. All right, have a good night. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
In constant sorrow through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born.